Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thanks for hanging with me on this Wednesday. I am the Bulldog. Mike Schopp has the day off today. Zach Jones at the controls. Sal Capaccio coming up in just about 10 minutes or so. Paul Hamilton in the 6 o'clock hour. A lot of football content and still, of course, more to come on that front. Want to just spend a moment or two here before we get to the top of the hour break mentioning what is happening with the governing body, Hockey Canada, in Canada, if you haven't been paying attention to this story. I'm sure lots of hockey fans are, but I'll bet a lot of our audience is not, you know, following Canadian hockey Twitter as aggressively as some super fans might be. There is a reckoning happening with Hockey Canada. Hockey Canada is, I mean, it's hockey and it's Canada. It's Hockey Canada. They're maybe the most powerful governing body in the sport. I don't know. I suppose the IIHF maybe holds more sway. But, you know, it's hockey in Canada, and they govern it all. And it has been revealed over – the first report was months ago, and then there was a new report about a second fund that Hockey Canada has been using registration fees to pour into, for lack of a better way to put it, a slush fund, a fund that has been used to pay off victims of sexual assault. The governing body, Hockey Canada, has been found to be guilty of doing this. And there have been ongoing hearings about it, and Hockey Canada has continued to dig in their heels about it. One person high up the food chain there yesterday talked about whether or not the board, like the higher ups, right, the presidents and vice presidents of Hockey Canada resigning, like, well, what would it mean to the sport? I mean, would the lights go on in the rinks in the morning? Which, I mean, is just absurd. If you want to connect what's happening there with the investigation that's been ongoing into women's soccer, that's been happening in, I think, the Pacific Northwest is the center of that, but it has spilled out all over the place. But you've just got impropriety and worse happening by the people who hold the most sway. Why would Hockey Canada have been diverting funds for registration from registrations to hold in a fund to pay off victims of sexual abuse and sexual assault? Because people who matter high up in Hockey Canada, be they players, coaches, or administrators, are accused and oftentimes guilty of those sorts of acts, and they need a way to keep the machine running. So big-time prospect gets accused of rape in junior hockey. Well, can we find a way to pay this person off? Like, Hockey Canada has been doing that. This isn't like, you know, someone running your parish basketball team funneling funds away and whatever. I mean, not that that wouldn't be bad and illegal also, but, like, this is Hockey Canada has, for all intents and purposes, a rapist fund. I mean, it's just incredible. And they're continuing to, like, sort of fight. Like, they're portraying it as, like, the evil media is trying to take us down rather than focusing on change and, you know, well, not protecting people who are guilty or and or accused of sexual assault, which is what some of that money's been used for. Man, I'll tell you, I didn't have to contribute a lot of money to Hockey Canada over the years, but the 2 years that our son Owen played on the Regals, we played chiefly, we were in all Canadian league. We're the only American team in an all Canadian league. And I had to take online courses about, like, safe sport. And I'm not down on that sort of, I think any exposure to that kind of stuff is healthy for parents of athletes, coaches of athletes, and the athletes themselves. So I don't begrudge having to spend 3 hours of a Saturday in the fall of 2018 watching a video so I could go watch my kid play in Etobicoke. Fine. But the $50 fee, the $30 fee here, there, wherever it was, like knowing that even a nickel of that could have been used to be diverted into a fund to protect sexual predators is nauseating. And the day of reckoning, it's not coming. It's here for Hockey Canada. There can be no way that that program, that that entity continues the way that it has been. It is toppling as we speak. And, I mean, that's not to be celebrated. I mean, Hockey Canada, I'm sure, has done a lot of good for a lot of kids playing hockey. But it is rotten at its core. If you've had funds diverted from registration that go to anything but maintaining rinks and providing equipment for people who can't get it themselves and paying coaches and admit, if it's being diverted to cover up sexual scandals, you have lost the privilege to continue as a governing body in the sport. I mean, there's just no way around it. And they are fighting and trying to hold their ground, and they're getting run over. And it's welcome. Like, hockey, really, you know, hockey's not an exception. You know, big-time business, big-time sports. I mean, there's just a lot that goes on that we'll never know. Hockey Canada is seeing the light of day, and it is not kind. And they deserve what they're getting. And already today, Quebec, the province of Quebec, has severed ties with Hockey Canada. Like, we got it. We can do what Hockey Canada does without you, is what Quebec is saying. And I see Nova Scotia talking about doing the same thing. And to me, it's only a matter of time before A, Hockey Canada fires everyone and says, we're starting over with all new people, or the other provinces in Canada follow suit with what Quebec has done and what it looks like Nova Scotia may be about to do. Anyway, okay, so there's that. Just, you know, just a sort of important story that's happening that, you know, impacts lots of hockey players. Let's take a time out. Sal Capaccio is coming. Wow, I'm so sorry about the clock, Zach. I'm sorry to Sal. Sal, I'm late. I'm sorry. All right, time out. Sal Capaccio after this. I'm the Bulldog. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.